Hello, and welcome to another segment of What's Happening here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker. I'll be your host. And this is the show where, as you know, we bring outstanding, awesome people into the studio to share what they are doing in the community to make this a better place to live. And we have the executive director of Main Street Hanover with us today. We have Mariah Tyler.
That is correct. I feel honored to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come and chat with you.
Well, we are excited that you came here to be with us because, there's nothing like a great community. And Community Media, our goal is to celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. But your job is to help bring people together to create a better community when you're focused on the businesses and the economics of the area. Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah, so Main Street Hanover, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We work to revitalize the downtown and what that looks like. So we support over 125 businesses within our downtown mapping. We do that through revitalization projects, so anything with doing facades, connecting those businesses with grants. We also do that through community events. So we have our Second Saturdays program, which has monthly themed events every single second Saturday to bring foot traffic downtown. We have our business support, so resources, connecting them with other grant opportunities. I also have extensive background in website design, so when a business comes to me and they're like, you know, hey, I need help, what POS system should I use, or what do you advise, or who should I get my signs made from for the top of, you know, for the outside facade, or things like that, I sit down with them and I talk about what their options are and can give recommendations on that. And then we also do beautification projects. So we have a monthly downtown cleanup series that we do, that we just launched this past July. And then we also do our hanging baskets in the square. And we have some exciting new things that are gonna be happening beautification-wise coming in the upcoming spring. But
you also have First Fridays.
Yeah, so we have First Friday Art Walk. So that actually was launched by Little Fox Coffee and Books, which is on Broadway, former Reader's Cafe, for those who are longtime Hanoverians. And so they launched those, I want to say, back in August. And it really was the goal of how do we get people to travel throughout the downtown and those who are art lovers or want that, you know, that scene, which is already present up in York City, how do we get that to Hanover and let our residents have that as one of their amenities of living here? So Little Fox launched that. It ranges between 5 to 10 businesses that participate each month. We are a sponsor of that program, so we have a page on our website to highlight that. And then we also create the maps for them. We get those printed, that kind of thing. So we're providing those materials to the downtown businesses as a resource as well for a program that they manage, which is really our role.
And that'd be a great opportunity to walk around Hanover in December and January, but it's year round.
Yeah.
But it's a chance to enjoy the square and more. I think the Hanover Arts Guild participates.
Yep.
Is it Flatbat?
Fatbat. Yep. So in Fatbat, before I had started working in Hanover, I initially thought their name had to do with like a baseball bat and I didn't quite understand it, but it's actually a bat, like the creature, the mammal, the flying mammal. So that's their mascot. And so the woman who owns the shop, Sandy, her brother is the artist for all of the artwork. And so Spike is their mascot, who is the Fat Bat.
Okay. So cool. And so you could take a walk, you can stop there and have a beverage. And the other businesses on the square, you could stop and enjoy their services. You have La Cucina now.
Yep.
Down the road. So that's a good thing to do on a Friday. And then Saturdays, you have your second Saturdays. What's typically, so every second Saturday, all year round, Main Street Hanover organizes some event.
Yes. So we try to do a mixture of things that are family friendly, 21 plus. You know, we want people to have something for everybody. So for example, in May, we do our Folk and Flower Arts Festival. In June, we'll do our barbecue and beer stroll. And in September, we'll do Oktoberfest. October, we'll do a trick or treat. And then December, we do a hot chocolate and cookie stroll. And then there's little things, you know, mixed between those. But those are kind of our big ones. And the goal with those is to bring foot traffic downtown. You'll check in at the Main Street tent. We'll have a map for you. You'll be able to go explore. And what things that we hear constantly from people who participate that, and there's like, wow, I didn't know that this business was here. You know, I didn't realize that they had been there for so long. And that's always so positive to hear, because that's what really what our mission is, to get people into the doors that they didn't realize were there.
And a Saturday is a great day to do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually midday. We try to, they range, typically they're from like 11 to 2 or 12 to 3, depending on what time of year it is, that kind of thing. But we try to do it around lunchtime. That way, a lot of the shops open are open by 11 a.m. So we try to make it easy on our shops and their staffing too. We want to be considerate of the fact that we don't want them to have to open 3 hours before they normally open and have to, you know, be there themselves or pay a staff member. We really want to make it as convenient and accessible for them to participate.
And these events are meant to include more than just one business.
Yeah. Usually our strolls range from anywhere to 12 participants up to right now our hot chocolate and cookie stroll. We have 26 stops on that, which is what we had last year, which was phenomenal. And the only complaint that we heard after the event was there's too many cookies and too much hot chocolate. So,
too much.
You know, but that's like the best complaint ever. So we still consider that a win.
Yeah. Can you have too much cookies?
I don't think so.
I don't
personally
know.
But we do provide this year. We actually have a little gable box, like a to-go box you can carry around with you that has a little hot chocolate and a cookie stroll sticker on it. And that way then when you get sick of cookies, you can take yours from each stop and take it home with you to enjoy later.
How big is that box? It better be
big. It's
box.
A pretty big box.
Right.
You know, it's decent size.
So Main Street Hanover, first Fridays, second Saturdays, what else now do you have?
Yeah, so we have some of our other like signature programs are our Heart of Hanover Trails. So if you're ever curious about what's going on in Hanover during the Civil War period and sometimes before, we have a couple that are Revolutionary War. We have the wayfinding signs that are around downtown. So we have our little brochure here that goes over where everything is. It's a self-guided walking tour. And then you can find that also on our website. You can download. There's two separate itineraries. You can kind of pick and choose and see what's more interesting for you. And then Christmas in Hanover is our other big program that we do. So we just wrapped up our Christmas festival a little bit ago, but that is something that, you know, we do the Santa parade, Santa's cabin, we do the tree lighting ceremony. That's one of our other signature projects throughout the year.
So do you have any tour guides that people could say, hey, I'd like to do a tour of Hanover.
Yeah.
You really do.
Well, so it's actually a program we're hoping to launch in spring. So
okay.
We've been working on it for a little over a year now, trying to find, you know, not only the right tour guides, which we're lucky to have found in the community, but also getting the curriculum together, making sure that, you know, we're going to test it out, you know, do kind of a soft opening on family and friends. And that way then we can make tweaks as needed because we really want it to be, we want it to be an enjoyable experience for the community. We don't want someone to come on one of our tours and be like, oh, I couldn't hear something, or I didn't get the information I thought I was going to get. Like, we really want to, when we roll it out in excellence. So we're actually going to be launching a history and architecture tour, which will be in the spring. And that'll be led by Mindy Crawford, who is executive director at Preservation Pennsylvania and has a lot of experience on the history aspect of things, as well as architecture. And then Andrew Smith, he works a lot with the York County Cultural Alliance, really focuses on art. If you know him or have met him, he's kind of, you know, the York County poster child type of thing. He goes everywhere, shares his journeys, very supportive of the community, and just a great, you know, individual overall. But yeah, so we'll be launching those, and then we're hoping to launch more in the future. But we actually got a grant now I believe a year and a half ago or 2 years ago from the Rotary Club to provide walking tour equipment. So we have headphones and everything where it cancels out the tractor trailer traffic so you can hear your tour guide as you're walking down the street, which is really exciting. And fun fact, they're actually, the equipment is originally for silent discos. So.
But, silent disco.
Yep. So we're going to repurpose it, though.
Okay. You need to bring a disco back to Hanover. That would set Hanover apart in our area. Have a disco place on first Friday.
That would be
do
fun.
Do the art walk and then...
And stop at the disco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So, you know, Main Street Hanover... We knew we were going to make that mistake because Community Media has a great relationship with Main Street Gettysburg, and they do a fantastic job. And Main Street Hanover has been around for...
So they became a steering committee in 2013, and then we officially became our own 501c3 in 2018.
So relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, relatively new. And if you look at the Main Street programs throughout the area or the county, I'm sure you're aware of them. They're all somewhat different.
Yeah, that's correct. I love Main Street Gettysburg. You know, I live close to Gettysburg area, and their executive director, Jill, over there is such an inspiration. And I've looked at a lot of their programs for inspiration for ours, one being specifically the downtown cleanups. So they have volunteers that go out every Monday between certain times of the year. And eventually, you know, right now, Hanover, we're doing it on a monthly basis, but eventually I would like to do it on a weekly basis where, you know, just like modeling after them. And so that's something that's really nice is looking at the different Main Streets. Again, each one is formulated differently. You're under the umbrella of Main Street America. So you have your 4 points of approach to revitalizing a downtown, but you're able to kind of morph your Main Street to fit your community and what those needs are, which is exciting.
Jill Sayers is awesome.
Yeah, she's incredible.
What group are you? Do you have that's going to be cleaning up once a month in Hanover?
Yeah, so we are. We rely on volunteers. So we have worked a lot with United Way of York County. So they've sent us volunteers. They do their Day of Caring every year. I believe this past year that fell in September, I want to say, and we actually saw an uptick. So we just launched the program in July. Initially, we had 5 volunteers. And the next month, we had 3. And then for September, we actually had 22 volunteers. So we were able to cover our whole downtown mapping, which was super exciting, and clean up the trash. And if I remember correctly, we are somewhere at, from just doing it once a month starting in July, we've cleaned up somewhere around 268 gallons of trash from the downtown area, which is really exciting. And then, but like I said, we rely on volunteers. So anybody can sign up to help us. We have a lot of repeat volunteers now that's something that they're passionate about the project. We do it at 9 a.m. on Tuesdays. It's always the fourth Tuesday of each month, you know, minus a break during the colder weather, with that being unpredictable. But otherwise, anybody can volunteer. We have everyone from students to retirees to people who are still working their 9-to-5s. So.
And what group did you work with to begin with?
For that, that's one of our own.
That's one of your own.
Yep, yep.
So this is something that you have to be there and organize.
Yep, I'm there. I help clean up and everything like that. It's really rewarding, and I think it keeps you in touch, you know, as an executive director, but with us being a staff of one. But actually, you know, it's one of my favorite days. I really enjoy it. I get to walk around and see stuff. It kind of helps me keep my eye on what businesses are moving in so I can take pictures and highlight them on our marketing and, like, social media. But then also, like, it just makes me feel better as a human being able to care so much about the community.
To clean up,
mm-hmm.
to clean up. If individuals from our area want to donate money or their time or treasures or talents, I should say, how could they get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is mainstreethanover.org. You can either, if you go to that website, in the upper right-hand corner, there is a Get Involved tab. That drops down. You'll see Volunteer. You can select that, and it shows all the upcoming shifts. You can sign up there. It'll send you auto reminders that you signed up for a shift. But then also, on that drop-down tab, there is a donation form. You can donate directly there, or you're more than welcome to contact me. You're more than welcome to schedule an appointment to come by the office. Our email is mainstreethanover@gmail.com. And then my phone number to reach me at the office is 717-637-6130, extension 101.
And that's to get involved with cleaning up. Mm-hmm. But you have other opportunities for volunteers, do you not?
Yeah, we do. So you can find everything there. Right now we have, during December, we'll do Santa's Cabin signups. Throughout the year, for any of our second Saturdays, we do a pop-up tent so you can volunteer to help check participants in, whether they bought a ticketed thing or to be an ambassador of Main Street Hanover. So answering questions. We also do on those days, sometimes we'll have volunteers go around and take pictures of the stops and then bring those back, and that way we can use that for our social media. So it's always helpful to have, you know, more legs on the ground, and stuff like that.
So a great community is a community that's connected. Mm-hmm. And Mariah, you find out that Main Street Hanover is a way for people to be connected in their community?
Yeah, it's something, we're lucky to have, a lot of communities do, but we're lucky to have an amazing array of nonprofits, especially in the downtown area. And so we try to work together and collaborate as much as we can and make things make sense when we do collaborate. But I think that's something where, if you're looking for something that is, not a heavy time load or time lift on your schedule, always reach out to us and we'll find something for you or be able to connect you.
This is awesome. This
Thank
is.
You.
if your heart's passion is your community, the place where you live and your neighbors, being connected to Main Street Hanover is, number one, a great way to make your community better, but it's also a great way to find out what's going on in the community, because there's a lot that happens in our community, and there's a lot of, as you said, nonprofits doing things that they do it so well that you might not even be aware that it's happening, but also, businesses that exist to make our community better. So by becoming connected to our community through organizations like Main Streets, it allows you to take the time, give back to the community, but also become aware of people who are involved, organizations that are involved, and businesses that are involved to make our communities better. I'd like to talk a little bit about making our community better. And you mentioned nonprofits, Mariah, and they're there plugging the holes that exist. And sometimes we don't see that, as we said, because they do it so well. But businesses are important for our community too. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our big initiatives and something that we regularly sign up for Shop Small Saturday. So Shop Small Saturday happens the Saturday after Thanksgiving every single year. That's something that we partner with American Express. American Express partners with a lot of communities for that. But it's something that, it's one thing to attract new businesses to your downtown and have them open up shops. It's another thing to be able to retain those and make sure that you're providing the support that you can in the best way that you can. And so one of the things, though, that we always try to iterate, for example, during the Christmas season, we partner with the Borough of Hanover to provide free parking to downtown businesses. So on Fridays and Saturdays until after Christmas, as long as you're in a borough metered spot or a lot, it's free parking. And our goal is that then people will shop small. And one of the things that we reiterate when we put out that campaign and on our flyer is that when you spend money at a small business, an actual person does a little happy dance. And I think that's something that we don't realize, you don't think about, but we're all human. And you think about how important the human connection is. And no man is an island. No man was meant to be an island. And when you spend that money at a small business, you could be paying for a child's ballet lessons. You could be, you know, supporting someone's dream of like that. That's what they've wanted to do. That's what they feel a calling, you know, whether they're making candles or making jewelry or anything like that. Like, you're supporting their artisan craft. And that goes a long way, you know.
A happy dance.
Yeah, so that's one of the most important things about, you know, investing back in your community is you're fueling the dreams of your fellow community members.
So a good community is a community where people are connected, finding your heart's passion, trying to find a nonprofit or service organization associated with that. If it's music, you get involved with the chorus or something in the community. But some people's passions is business. And that's a great way for them to get involved. By having their own business, which serves the community. And the more we could support our local businesses, the more the local businesses are able to support the community and provide opportunities for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the things too, we partner with a lot of businesses for sponsorship opportunities, and that helps cover a lot of our operational costs with putting the events on and things like that. But you find, you know, if you decide to open up shop at a certain place, you obviously did that for a reason. You didn't just eeny, meeny, miny, mo, pick a storefront type of thing. And so we also provide, you know, a economic landscape, you know, and stuff like that. We have a Welcome to Downtown Business packet that talks about, you know, what events are going on, what support we offer as a nonprofit, and what that means that you can be most informed about opening up your store and make sure that it's where you want it to be. One thing that we've seen, you know, recently and stuff as well is that, you know, we'll have businesses that are downtown that are now opening a second location elsewhere. And so that's really exciting to see because it kind of makes you feel like, okay, great. You know, they're doing great downtown. They're, you know, they're getting the resources they need. They have, you know, the staffing that they need. You know, they're succeeding and thriving to the point where now they're able to open another location elsewhere.
And there's a relationship that you seem to be able to build with a local a business owner than you can with a big box store or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's one of my, so, you know, I grew up in a small business, you know, environment. My family owned and operated, the business is about the same age as I am, but they've owned and operated a landscaping company that focused, you know, on building outdoor living spaces, that kind of thing. And so that was my first job, was being an office manager. You know, my mom was very generous with the title when I was like 17, but I would, you know, learn how to file. I learned how to call customers, you know, and take mulch orders and things like that. And that's something that I think that at such a young age instilled in me, you know, a interest and a passion for other small businesses. You know, we deliver flyers and also some information on big events coming up to the small businesses around the downtown. I'll usually spend a day or two, and I'll walk around door to door to each one. I'll ask them how things are going. I'll give them the information. You know, sometimes they'll have questions about upcoming grants. Sometimes they'll have questions about, you know, borough projects, that kind of thing. And I'm able to give them, you know, the attention that they need and the attention they deserve. And something, you know, when you have a small business, your business hours don't end when the store hours end, you know, and I think that's something that people don't realize sometimes. As a small business owner, just because you were at the shop 9 to 5 and you closed, that evening you're probably doing all your marketing, you're probably doing your accounting, you're probably doing ordering for the next day, that kind of thing. And so we try to make it as easy as possible by walking around to them and getting their feedback so that they don't feel like they have to go add something additional to their plate by making an appointment with us. They're more than welcome to. I will happily accommodate that, but I want them to feel like, okay, I know Mariah's going to show up this month or this week or whatever, and I can talk to her about this issue then or this question I have then.
You're Mariah, you're a unifying force. Main Street Hanover is a staff of one, and you're providing opportunities for our local businesses. You're a go-between between the government and the chamber, and other businesses, it seems.
Yeah, frequently, specifically, the borough, the Hanover Borough, absolutely wonderful partner to work with. They help us with so much, and there's so much that we couldn't do without their support, especially with public works and things like that. But one of the things, they have a couple different committees that they do. So they have like a borough finance committee, they have safety committee, that kind of thing. But the one that I specifically go to many times and give input on is their enhancement committee. So the enhancement committee works to find solutions to enhance not only downtown, but the Hanover area. But currently they're working on parking. How do they decide? You know, they've done a catalog of all the downtown parking lots. They've assessed them as far as which ones need improvements more immediately, that kind of thing. So they're working on a project now to make sure that, you know, which parking lots are going to get repaved first, which ones are maybe going to have kiosks in the future versus all the, you know, meter heads. Meter heads are very expensive and they're very hard to repair. And so those are things that, like, you may not see on the front end, but that's stuff that's happening on the back end. You know, a meter head sometimes can cost around $2,500 for one, which is crazy when you're thinking about redoing a parking lot that maybe has 30 spaces in it, like, you know, and that doesn't include any of the asphalt, the paint, and like that kind of thing. That's just the meter heads. So that's a committee that I attend and give updates on. I try to my best to represent the downtown businesses. So when borough maybe has questions about, what would the downtown businesses like, or what did they think about this, or, you know, do they appreciate, you know, like one of the great feats that they just did, I guess now it's been, I don't know if this was last, it was either in the spring or last fall, but the enhancement committee, they were the ones who worked towards and eventually changed the time of the parking meters for paid parking. So originally it was till 8 or 8:30 p.m. and then actually got moved back to 6 p.m. And the goal is then that people will come downtown, patronize the businesses, they'll have dinner there, and they don't have to worry about parking, to kind of alleviate some of that burden on the community. And so those are kind of some of the projects that I help try to represent the downtown businesses. And again, as a small business owner, you're very busy, you have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not always have the opportunity to go to a borough council meeting, but you have a Main Street and you have a Main Street staff person who's more than happy to go on your behalf and represent you.
And you're out there.
Doing my best.
Well, personally, I want to say thank you for making it so that Fridays and Saturdays, the parking is free right now. It does make a big difference. You're able to pull up and not have to worry about paying the meter or running back to the meter. You can go into your favorite business and enjoy their services, which for me, it was the hot dog shop.
Oh, there you go. Which one, though?
Famous.
Okay, the Famous. All right.
Broadway. And York Street, I'm telling you, I savor it. You know, it's such a good place to go. Main Street, Hanover, Mariah Tyler, executive director, is your representative to work with the borough to create community enthusiasm, hear ideas, nurture some of them, present them to the borough and the chamber. You work with the chamber, do you not?
Yeah. So we share an office space. I love the Hanover Area Chamber of Commerce. They're kind of, they have a staff of four. So while I have a staff of one, I call them my unofficial coworkers. They're somebody who I can see throughout the day. And, like anybody, when you're working on projects, sometimes you need feedback. So I can go to them and be like, what do you guys think of this? Or, sometimes I'll hear things about the different small businesses, and I'll be like, actually, I think this will be a great opportunity with you. And so the best way to think of the Hanover Area Chamber, so Main Street Hanover, we focus on the downtown. We have a very specific mapping that is set by Main Street America. We serve about approximately a little over 125 businesses in that mapping, with our services, whereas the Hanover Area Chamber, they service the entire Hanover area. So if a business comes to us and they ask about our services, but they're unfortunately outside of our mapping, we're able to be like, hey, we still got you. We're going to get you to the resources you need. Mm-hmm. You can go to the chamber, and they'll get you all sorted out and get you supported like you need to be supported. So
is the mapping like 5 miles from the square or something like that?
Yeah, so I'll show you. It's a couple blocks emanating, and this is on our website too. If you go to the homepage and scroll down a little bit, you can actually see our map and download it. And we do have our brochure both available in English and Spanish. We try to make it as accessible as possible for everybody. But this is our downtown map. So it is, the green spaces specifically are our downtown mapping. So you can see it kind of emanates a little bit from the square, more blocks, going long ways versus on the sides. But that's kind of an idea of what our, what it looks like.
You know, the vision of people wanting to come to Hanover Square on a Friday for a great time, Friday evening, a Saturday, a day of adventure and food and events, and possibly Sunday to have community and unwind. What an awesome vision to work towards, to come up with how that would happen. And that's pretty much what you're...
Yeah, I love my job. I truly do, and I think that's definitely part of it. But I also, when people ask me about the downtown and our mapping and our collection of businesses in the directory, one thing I always tell them is I couldn't be luckier to have such a wonderfully diverse amount of businesses. I mean, we truly have something for everybody. We have an arcade, we have breweries, we have, a ceramic studio for kids, we have, boutiques and shops and things like that. So like, there truly is something for everybody. And that's something, so we created that map last fall. So that was a part of our marketing rebranding. And we received a grant through Explore York for that. And those brochures, we provided the businesses at no cost. That's something that, again, we provide with them those. And then we also have a passport program. So if you shop at 6 different businesses downtown and make a purchase, and then you can turn that into us, you get a little Hanover keychain as a thank you for shopping small. And those can be done year round, and they don't have to be completed within a certain amount of time. You could shop one place each month for 6 months and then turn it into us. But those are like the little things that we try to do to incentivize people to come downtown, and support those local businesses.
And you don't stop there.
No, we try not to.
No. And, I'll mention that one of your goals is to take the downtown Hanover, and if there's elements that can be culturally stimulated or revised, buildings, sidewalks, whatever, that's part of your goal, is to find a strategy, and funding to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the cool, unfortunately we weren't, awarded it, but the Borough of Hanover and the Hanover Area Chamber of Commerce, they partnered along with some other organizations, and then we helped provide letters of support and some of that information. They were well into the process, shortly after I had started, so I kind of came in on the tail end of it in my role. But they applied for a community change grant. It's an EPA grant, so that would have done some revitalization up at Market House on Chestnut, would have come down that way, would have crossed over Railroad, and then would have gone up Carlisle and done a lot of streetscaping projects, would add some greenways, made the pedestrian crossing safer, more visible, that kind of thing. Unfortunately, that funding then ended up being put on pause. But one of the great things about that is all the work has been done. You know, the borough worked very hard with Delta Development Group to make those plans and what that architecture looks like, so that now they're pursuing other grants and kind of breaking that streetscape down into bite-sized pieces so that it can still be accomplished, maybe over a longer amount of time, but the work has been done. They haven't given up. And that's one of the things about grants too is, you know, you're not going to get every single one of them. You're not going to, which is fine, but you have to remind yourself, you know, if you get knocked off the horse, you get back up, you get back on. All right, let's keep going. Like, you know, let's keep applying for these. Let's keep using, you know, the work isn't wasted. So hopefully a lot of those grants, you know, as they're getting broken down, we can see some more streetscape improvements happening, you know, but in more bite-sized pieces.
And before you know it, the elephant will be eight.
Yeah.
And we will have such beautiful, you know, there's a lot of great architecture in Hanover. And to revise that, bring it back, and just making the streets, the sense of community.
Yeah.
You know, a reason to feel comfortable and want to celebrate in that area. 365 days a year. And that's what your job is about. Isn't that awesome? We're so lucky to have downtown Hanover, Main Street Hanover, working to make the downtown Hanover area promoted and looking the best it can be, and to be there to help serve the small businesses so that they could realize their dream. And when they realize their dream, it gets shared by everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we have, you know, as far as our, you know, our website, we have an online directory. You can go under our Explore tab and see, you can break it down into services, shopping, dining, entertainment, that kind of thing. So if you're looking for something specific, you can find it on our website. But also we have this past July, we got granted a Google Ad grant. So as a nonprofit, we were eligible for that. You do have to jump through, you know, a bit of a rigorous application, but if you take your time, you know, and cross your T's, dot your I's, you can get it accomplished as a nonprofit. And I can't recommend it enough. But we now get $10,000 per month in ad credits through Google. So now if you Google something in Hanover, most likely our website's gonna pop up first. You know, you Google one of the businesses or you shop boutique, you know, I'm kind of a bit of a SEO nerd. That stuff really fascinates me. I started in website design. So looking at the behind the scenes is really cool. And now that we've been in the program, we're getting close to that 6-month mark, but we've seen our visitors go up. You know, we used to maybe get a couple hundred visitors per month. Now we're in the thousands that people are visiting our website every single month because they're seeing the stuff pop up on that search engine when they're looking for things to do. And that's something too, with your, when you're in the downtown mapping and you're on our directory, you can kind of include yourself in getting that free marketing each month too, because you're not eligible for it as a nonprofit, but we are, you know. So we're able to provide that to for-profit businesses because they're on our directory, which is exciting.
All right, we've been spending time with Mariah Tyler, and who is the executive director of Main Street Hanover, and talking about the services that they provide and their commitment to making the downtown area of Hanover and all of Hanover a great place to live and a great place to enjoy yourselves. So thanks for spending the time coming in and speaking with us. Community Media, we're looking to having a great partnership with you and finding ways that we can get your message out there and help promote it. You know, we've reached pretty much the end of our time. If you would like to give a message to everybody before we go?
Sure. So if you have any questions about Main Street, please visit us on our website at mainstreethanover.org. You can reach out to us via email at mainstreethanover@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you want help, if you're looking for something to do and you're just struggling on the website, please send us an email or give me a phone call at my office. I'd be more than happy to walk you through that process and help build an itinerary for you.
And if you're a business in downtown Hanover, and you have not met Mariah and worked with the Main Street, I want to say group. You know, it's a staff of one, but a group of fellow entrepreneurs. So if you have not made contact, please make contact. This is a resource that not only will help your business, but it will help the whole community. So thanks again for taking the time to come in and share what's going on. And I'm sure there's many things that we haven't even spoke about. And if you would like to learn more, please go to their website. And thanks for watching this portion of Open House here at Community Media. And until we have a chance to bring another outstanding individual like Mariah, who's doing great things in the community, stay healthy, be kind, and remember, you're precious.